Kanye, motherfucker.
Wise men say forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Cause you're a freak with a microphone.
I am an FBI agent.
You're listening to the Super Podcast, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
And I think everybody these days can relate to Serial Mom.
And Feed the Terrible Aussie.
Well, one of my pet peeves in movies, like people sitting down to have dinner and they don't actually finish the dinner.
This podcast contains coarse language.
See, watching this, like, I just want to go and...
Adult themes.
But, like, this whole movie is just hinges on someone's ass.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Visit supermarcy.com for more information. Now for our feature presentation.
Listen, sister, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
By the way, his testicle retrieval operation went quite well.
White Russian. No ice. Hold the vodka. Hold the Kahlua.
Isn't this 4215 pussy way?
G'day everyone, this is B. Javide, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to a special audio commentary edition of the Super Podcast. And with me, as always, is my very awesome co-host, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello, doing all right. It is June, which means it is Junesploitation for those who celebrate. If you don't know what we're talking about, head to F This Movie, the website. They have all the details there, but essentially you just watch an exploitation movie a day through June. And
indeed.
I didn't make it through last year's, but I'm doing pretty well this year, so I'm happy about that.
I am as well. I look forward to this. Is like one of my free movie related times of the year that I always look forward to. The others, of course, being Myth, and the other one being 31 Days of Horror. So Junesploitation is definitely one of my favorite ones, just because of what you said. It's watching an exploitation film every day based on a prompt. And we thought, in honor of this occasion, Marcy, we might do a special audio commentary for the show on one of the films that you saw for Junesploitation 1 year. And mainly we're doing this because due to scheduling conflicts and all that, we had to throw this at the last minute for us as a Friday show. But apologies for that. Our schedule's just a little out of whack at the moment, but we will be back. We'll still try to release Friday shows, but we'll be back to the regular schedule at least in July. So bear with us this month, people. But
yes.
In the meantime, though, Marcy, we're not alone on this podcast because we have a very special American who is joining us for the show. And he's the most American of the Americans because he is our American co-host on our podcast, the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And that, of course, is Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
What's up, guys? I'm fucking exhausted because you woke me up at 6 o'clock this morning to do this awesome podcast. So and I'm working and I have my kids, so this is going to be like the greatest time ever. I'm so excited. Thanks for letting me come on and do this, guys.
You're welcome, Colin. We always love podcasting with you, and we always know if you're home, you're down to podcast, even at 6:30 in the morning.
I mean, Colin, if it was like 3 a.m., right, you'd be like, do you guys want a podcast right now?
Yes.
I probably would, like 100% probably would. That's like one of my favorite things to do is podcast, so, and watching
ours
movies,
too.
So this is even best.
Ours too.
God,
and
damn it.
Oh, I gotta correct something, just thinking about it. I actually watched Demon Cop for 31 Days of Horror that I did not actually get through, but it is 100% something people should watch in Junesploitation.
Okay, well, exactly. I mean, apologies for that.
That's
well,
right.
there's more than one? There's four of these?
Maybe. I don't know. Is there four of these?
If there
movies?
Isn't, that's I'm funny. Making a sequel.
Exactly. So, yes, apologies for our listeners for basically live to you through podcast form. But Demon Cop is going to be one of those films, even though I haven't seen it, I would imagine if it be the perfect movie to watch for Junesploitation. And, you know, it's an exploitation movie, so, you know, why not? But before we get to the film Demon Cop, if you're interested in watching this movie with us, with our audio commentary, the film is out there on YouTube and on archive.org, so you'll be able to watch the film there. Now, I'm going to count us down from five, and that when I say go, that's when you play the movie, then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film, and But if you're not interested in watching Demon Cop, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, Mersh,
Batch isn't Freddy. Here.
Oh, sorry, wrong podcast.
Where's Batch?
He's here in spirit.
Yes, yeah. He's here in spirit
he's,
with us.
He's slinging pot right now. That's what he's doing. He's slinging.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. And apologies for that. But guys, are we ready to see the yin to RoboCop's yang with Demon Cop?
Yes.
Yes.
This is going to be a great podcast.
All righty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we are watching something that's at like 480p.
Yes, because that's how you, the only way you can watch this movie. Oh, and, it's Cameron Mitchell.
Cameron Mitchell.
Legendary character actor, Cameron Mitchell.
Welcome to the Ravenwood Asylum.
That looks like my kid's pediatrician.
He's everyone's doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Funtime.
Dr. Funtime.
And I think he's...
Is he smoking a joint?
Yes. I don't know, but I want him to.
It looks like a cone.
It does, and he's barely in this movie, I might add.
And he's the biggest name star in it, I imagine.
Yep.
He looks like he's reading something off cue cards because he's like looking off screen as he's talking. The
woman. I mean, that's how I remember things with cue cards. Into the oven. No.
Well, according to our report, Colin, you masturbate too much, so you need to ease up on that.
These are the kind of tales that Edgar Allan Poe. That's okay. I'm fine with that.
He's gonna do No Nut November to make up for it.
I know Cameron Mitchell. Sorry. Go ahead, Colin.
If I get a girlfriend for No Nut November, you know how pissed that person's gonna be.
Well, imagine how happy they're gonna be when you give them a cock tsunami at the end of it.
Exactly.
But then it's got the like consistency of like cottage cheese or something. You haven't gone that long, so. Marcy knows what's up.
It'll be like the cock tsunami will be like Toby ectoplasming all over us.
Exactly.
Listen, if I'm able to cock tsunami all over a bitch, I'm all right with that.
I'm a bitch who just wants a cock tsunami.
Dude, me too. I'll take some cock tsunami over some shit right now. Fuck.
Maybe this movie will make that happen.
If any of our listeners want to know the context of what a cock tsunami is, go listen to the To Be Tuesdays podcast episode on a Babe Watch, a forbidden parody. Oh, look, it's the demon cop.
Demon who looks like a werewolf.
That looks like some shit off Goosebumps, like the TV show Goosebumps.
At least Goosebumps had a bit of a budget.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't watch the Goosebumps TV show?
I watched, you know what's really funny? The Goosebumps show was on the Jesus Channel here in Missouri, in America. It was on the Jesus Channel, yeah.
It was on Netflix here for a while, but they took it off. I was watching a lot of them. I might add, just writing your credits with chalk on brick wall is it's money saving with these, like, 1990 computer effects.
I like that they did I like they did that for the director and the cast, but not the actual title of the movie.
No, not yet, anyway. And you can't even read half of it.
It's Teresa. I thought it said Other Teresa.
There's not even enough time to read, but then they do that!
I think the ones that aren't even in chalk are probably people they just added into the movie at the last minute.
They just made up names for people because no one wanted to be associated with it.
Yes.
And I'll give a shout out to our good friend, Amy Doll, who suggested this movie to me to watch last year.
Yes.
Wow, this Hal Myles has done everything in this movie.
You can't even read the fucking credits.
No! The chalk writing is terrible.
And so it's Rocco Cariga? Cariga?
It says Rocco.
Rocco?
Yeah, is that Rocco?
Oh,
it sounds like a coffee brand.
It does. This literally looks like it was filmed on, like, Dad's fucking video camera in...
VHS?
Yes, the VHS tape. Oh, shit.
It probably was. That's why it hasn't been released, like, on 1080p.
Where's the 4K restoration of Demon Cop? I demand answers.
Look at these shit.
What's happening? Whoa!
Whee!
As if he didn't have enough time to avoid getting hit by a car.
My kid tried to do that the other day on my car, and he smoked his leg on.
Oh, no.
He was like, Dad, watch this. I'm going to be like in the movies.
New information supply.
He goes, ow.
The shots in this movie. Why are we zoomed up on a mouse?
Is now being compared to homicides in downtown. You may recall homeless found brutally murdered.
This is weird already.
I remember when I sat to watch this, I think I was literally just texting you every fucking 5 minutes going, the credits are written in chalk. Why are there so many weird close-ups and people are talking to themselves?
Oh, look, it's me shirtless.
That's what I look like. Yeah, that's what I look like without a shirt.
I was about to say, look, it's some moobs. Man boobs.
It's moobies, Marcy. Get it right.
It's moobies. Hold on. Well, let me do the sound.
Okay.
Wait, even better. Hold on. Wait for it.
Look at my tits. Look at them.
Yes. Is that...
that's Jessa.
Make the rules.
I like how this woman is dressed up like Prince.
How do you know I don't have a bomb tied up somewhere in Denver, Miss Potter?
Kill Cole with that.
Let's party like it's 1999. Bump, 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 bump.
Wait a minute, that's not the cop from Samurai Cop.
Dude, it's Carl Weathers. It's Carl Weathers.
Oh!
Another car accident!
Hey, he could have prevented that.
He's just got blood all over his car.
No, that was tomato sauce.
And then he just stops casually in this neighborhood to talk to these cowboys where it's like, bro, I just had some like dude with a bunch of blood come on the car.
No, what was actually on the car was Tamario Ghostellini's pasta sauce ectoplasm.
It's just ew. It's just fucking cum sauce.
It's cum sauce. Yeah, this movie makes no sense. What is that?
Look, it's what my teeth look like in real life.
See what it did to me.
Did somebody say, come, saucy to me, a Tamario Ghostellini?
Tamario, you're here to save the day.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not the Toby Tuesdays podcast. Where am I?
Oh, this is the Super Podcast.
I see.
But to be fair, like, Demon Cop... Yeah, to be fair, Demon Cop feels like a Tubi Tuesdays movie, but it's not actually on Tubi.
And then I heard a bush, I go, meow.
Meow.
Oh, no, this a woman. She drink the whiskey just like you all do every time Beta makes a bad joke.
Is that whiskey?
I would say it's ectoplasm whiskey.
Why was she drinking it?
Why was she drinking it out of a wine glass?
Oh,
she
was a
sister, bitch.
She was drinking it as an enema.
I've done that before.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Oh, no, not the gold gun. I don't
understand. How is he in the same room as her with, like, plants behind him?
Oh, that's my friend Harry. Harry the Demon Cop.
Harry the Demon Cop. Look at that guy's hair.
I got no choice.
That's what my hair looked like in the 90s.
Fuck yeah.
No, you wouldn't have had a good time.
Anyway. He put his glasses on upside down.
I better get to go when I talk to you all later. Bye. I gotta get back to the Toby Tuesdays podcast. Bye.
Sounds good, Tamario.
Goodbye.
Well, I'm glad some of the characters are showing off at least.
And hopefully no other characters will come on here and annoy us. What has to do with us?
No, that could never happen. The news,
Spence? Definitely the not.
Yes, no, we are watching Demon Cop. This is Uncle Vikram.
Oh, hey, Uncle Vikram.
Oh, hey, Uncle Vikram.
Uncle, Uncle Vikram, watch this shitty demon movie.
Uncle Vikram.
And then we sell all the guns.
Can you sell me some guns and some perkies? A bit of free
what? I will sell you perk 30s and pink monsters.
Let's go. You do me a good deal, right, mate? Impression was
made. Yes, we give you good deal.
Good deal.
Exterminate, exterminate, oh, I'm here too.
Fuck off. I don't need the shitty Dalek here right now.
It's me, I'm here.
I am the only robot that is even supposed to be here.
No, because you are a jock robot, and I am a nerd. I'm smarter than you. Exterminate.
Listen here, Derek.
I will beat your ass, Derek. Fuck you, you dumb pussy.
You tell him, Hector. Here, Derek.
I'll get my revenge on you, Marcy. Bye. Exterminate.
This guy's narrating in his own head. I can't come back until these
Yanks learn. He looks like
I can't come back until the Yanks learn the truth. Come on.
I thought
hey,
that was
racist. You can't call Americans Yankees. That's racist.
Yankee dude.
I thought that was like Jesse Plemons back there in the car.
You're talking to himself in his head. Was. What is this?
Be quiet.
Oh, I heard Mersh again.
I heard Mersh.
No.
Mersh!
Mersh likes to meow when she's like not near the microphone.
Look at that tie dye. Mm-hmm. I heard a noise. Some man was beaten up on Spongy. Spongy?
Spongy? A man. What do you need?
Hey, leave SpongeBob alone.
Did he call him a gangbanger?
Yes. And you
didn't participate. I was a gangbanger too.
Oh!
I banged a lot of gangs.
Nice.
Whoa.
Why is everyone going over cars? That's right. Demon cop, the gift that keeps on giving.
Look at this fucking cop nerd.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna give him a swirly.
I like how this basically has become an unofficial episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Oh look, it's Gomez Adams and Daryl Summers.
Oh Jesus, there's an Aussie reference. It does look like John Astin for a second there.
And that does look like Daryl Summers, the
kinda
host
does.
Of Hey Hey, It's Saturday here in Australia.
A gang what? A gang what? A gangbang! What does that mean? It's where you fuck someone with a bunch of your friends and high-five each other.
Let me
after the cock tsunami.
Chief, let me describe you what a gangbang is in graphic detail.
Bede, I dare you to describe a gangbang in graphic detail.
Alright, first of all, you're gonna get a gang.
First of all,
you gotta get a gang.
Oh.
Then you gotta
then
get
you
a ball.
Bang them.
Yes, there you go.
Then you
and
bang.
If you do, and then what you do, you're a gangbanger.
That's right. That's right.
It's like motherfucker.
And you most likely
you
do it
up.
In prison. Like
what? If you want to hear about someone fucking moms, we will have an actual recorded episode of Sleepwalkers from Mick Garris and Stephen King on a future King Zone episode.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about fucking gangbanging. Let's go. Let me come on that.
Look at that podcast microphone.
That's an Jesus. Old school one. That's what Sher looks like for back in the 90s.
That's how we podcasted back in the 90s. The shell of part of the
pool, Mr. Thurman. Meanwhile, at the ectoplasm or the astral realm.
What is this? She was a contributing factor.
We'll know more. Are we sure this is the Toby from our show, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, making an appearance?
It might be him making an appearance through the movie. I think he's trying to gangbang that guy.
So this movie's called Demon Cop, but the Demon Cop is doing all the criminal work.
The Demon Cop doesn't even look like a demon. He looks like a werewolf.
You made me see what
look at this fantastic shot.
I'm glad I didn't have you bumped off like I started to do.
Mind you, they weren't even trying to put him in shadow.
Bede, looking at the quality of this movie, do you think the quality is better than, say, Mr. Jingles?
This is slightly higher than Mr. Jingles. It is. It kind of is. Got that?
I got home. I used to have glasses like that. Fuck about
them. Did you?
Okay,
that's tight.
Is that right? What is in the fucking close-ups in this movie?
Because they had to hide the budget, Marcy.
They're trying to hide it.
It's not even the real it's not even the actor from the movie. It's just fucking some random black dude with a mustache.
They just found a bunch of people to do close-ups on.
Well, you can now see him now because they closed the curtain.
Is there any trivia on this movie?
Is that his hair?
All right, I'll see if there's any trivia on this movie.
I'm looking it up right now.
Dude, Graham has that same tie-dye shirt.
I like that tie-dye shirt. Also, he's not a cop because he's a former probationary officer.
But is that that's not really a cop, though.
You can do that.
No, it's not a cop. Yeah. That's the point. I mean, it's not a cop, even.
I mean, it kind of is, though.
But I suppose, like, demon
ex-cops or felons.
But I suppose, like, a demon probation officer doesn't really have the same ring as demon cop.
No, it doesn't.
Why are they echoing? Why is...
I don't fucking know.
It's a dream flashback type thing, probably. Or he's turning into the demon cop.
Ooh. Wait around till someone does something about it. The only reason I know of this movie, Marcy, is because I saw it on an episode of Movie Timelines where the guy... The host did, Josh Spiegel, the host did, what was it, the top 10 RoboCop ripoffs?
Now, there's only one piece of trivia.
This was a RoboCop ripoff.
Apparently. There's only one piece of trivia, and it said Fred Olin Ray has acknowledged that the film is one of the worst. But I don't know what he did on this movie.
Oh, it's David Cross.
With really bad hair. He was in Special Forces.
Look at that mullet.
So what did Fred Olin Ray do with in this movie?
I don't know. Maybe he, like, I would say produced it because his name wasn't in the credits. Maybe he presented it or something like that.
I don't know, because that's the only trivia I can see on IMDb. And when we both
got out of the service. Is that Tim Robbins from fucking,
Yes. It does look like Tim Robbins. Close friend.
This was after he escaped Shawshank Prison.
I saw him play music live in 2004, I think it was.
Ooh,
2004, 2003. He played with Pearl Jam and Death Cab for Cutie. It was insane.
Damn, that's pretty badass.
It's because people were trying to get rid of George W. Bush, so it was like...
That guy was wearing a Canadian tuxedo.
What's
wrong?
Okay. What, he was naked?
I think he's got pants on.
Oh. I don't know what a Canadian tuxedo is. Badge isn't here, so I don't know.
Oh, it's when you wear double denim. Denim jeans and denim jacket.
Denim.
Double denim, yeah. Denim. Canadian tuxedo. We've learned a lot from being friends with Batch for all these years.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And learn a lot about Canadians.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, he's taking out the gun. Oh.
Uh-oh, he's going to shoot himself.
He's going to put it. Yes, do it. Put it in your mouth.
You know, I've heard of taking a... Listen, I've heard about taking a shot in the mouth, but this is ridiculous.
Listen.
He was disappointed the Cock Tsunami hasn't come yet.
What was that?
It's about to.
What is with the weird sound design in this movie?
I don't know.
What is that strip club? Why would you name your bar? Why would you name your bar Excalibur 2? What happened to Excalibur 1?
It burned down.
I was about to say it burned down.
I was about to say, did it burn down?
They burnt it down for the insurance.
That's like when I get a new cat, I'm just going to name it Mersh 2.
Oh. Actually, when Mersh does pass on, Colin, you should just get the exact same cat. And just do a Lisa Simpson. It's like, oh, you look exactly like my previous Cat Snowball 2. You know what? To make it even easier, I'm still going to call you Snowball 2 since you both look alike.
That was a sad episode where all the cats kept passing away. Poor Lisa.
Mersh 2. Oh. Electric Boogaloo. No, a Ketrick and Meowloo.
Yeah. That's what God said. He goes, you should name her Mersh 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yes. Can you get another cat now and call it that?
I've totally thought about getting another cat because I really do want a kitten because she's pretty old. She's like going blind and shit. So it's like,
oh baby.
Like I wanted to, but she will kill the other cat. Yeah. She will kill it.
Damn if I know what.
Yeah.
What are these guys, Batman? Because what is like, what's going on?
We can't see them talking. We don't know who they are.
You don't know. It's because it's voiceover.
I know.
It's ADR.
They're just drinking, talking about bitches in the bar, and they're just. That's what they're really talking about. They're like, we're going to fuck that blonde chick, right? And that gangbang.
They're talking about gangbangs.
Meanwhile, back to Tim Robbins. Nor heard
from him since. Oh, wait, he's a fucking nerd with those fucking glasses.
He's like, listen, I talked to that demon cop, and he told me that he was going to really, really just gangbang a lot of criminals. Kind of like Batman.
Please listen to me.
What is this?
Sorry I didn't give you a chance to explain what I don't understand.
Sorry. I didn't mean to beat up the Joker.
This movie makes me feel good about my own filmmaking abilities.
Marcy, I think whenever we make one of
wanted to get laid.
One of our movie projects, we need to make it in the style of this movie.
Fuck no.
Then angered.
Oh, fuck yes. We'll get Colin to do
the
ADR.
Hair pulling. Look at that.
Oh,
she loves that hair pulling.
How did that make her pass out? What? Want to hear
what? I don't know.
I'm going to do that to the next girl I have over here.
You heard it here first. Audience, if Colin gets arrested.
Yeah.
You know why.
If I get charged with sexual abuse, that's why.
Because he wanted to pull her hair and maybe she'll do it back to you. Who knows?
It's easier to, you know, get them where you want to go if they're not.
That's why you should always ask for consent.
That was a bad joke.
That's
right. I always ask for consent.
No, it's like it's going into early like Glenn Quagmire territory.
Yes.
Listen, it's really early in the morning still over here, so I'm to get my brain to work for jokes. And
yes,
coffee isn't doing it for me.
Kelly. And this movie, just has a lot of weird talking moments where one's actually talking.
I'm pretty sure this phone message player has been going on forever. I'm pretty sure they don't go for that long.
No, there's only so much tape you could have used on there. Meanwhile,
Marge, did we send Demon Cop to Lake Cronut?
At the last minute, he backed out.
Who are you talking to? That's a blank page.
Oops.
What's on her head?
I think it's a towel. You have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Oh, this movie is rancid and weird.
I blame Amy for this movie.
I blame her too, but that's okay.
Was she even writing anything on that paper?
No.
Oh, it's Anthony Quinn.
Hell yeah, look at that mullet. That skullet.
A skullet. A skullet is when a mullet's all the way back and you've just got a large forehead.
Yup.
Or a large receding hairline.
People like that.
So I don't know if they're talking, if she's talking to herself. None of this makes any sense. This movie makes
You could see her mouth moving from behind her. You'd be able to see her mouth moving.
Right? It just looks like she's sitting there.
She's just staring at him. He's just like shaking his head like, no, you can't touch my dick.
I feel like they filmed a whole bunch of footage, lost like the script and just made it up.
So basically, like what we'll do when we make a movie, Marcy.
We'll just make a movie out of stuff.
You know what I found out? What's up? I found out the other day, you can fucking submit your scripts to Netflix, to Tubi, to like all these streaming platforms that produce movies, and they use, if they're any good, they'll pick them up.
Well, I did see that. Like, I've got
ready to do that.
I think we need to
submit a whole bunch to Tubi. We need that Tubi money.
People. Yeah, I did see something like Tubi were doing like film submission scripts, or at least like a screenwriter's like thing. I have to look this up.
Yeah, because what they do is they fucking will pay you for the script. And then they won't give you, I don't know if they give you writing credit, I can't remember, but they take your concept and they redo it, and then you just like, they give you like money for it. And I'm like, I'll do that. I'll write a fucking shitty ass Tubi script for $200. Let's go.
Yes. I'm gonna remake Demon Cough.
Listen, I already have like four fucking scripts in my pocket right now. She's eating a baby.
What is happening?
She's like, listen, Patrick, I'm writing you to tell you that our baby died. I had to eat it. I got so hungry.
Apparently. This isn't her writing the Lhasa Sutra either.
What the fuck? There's nothing on the page. Does that pen even
work? There's nothing there.
That woman I spoke with on the phone?
Yeah.
Shit, I said the L word. I know he's gonna show up any second now.
Oh, god damn it. Don't do it. Don't get that drunk bitch out here.
No.
Sure she made
she might not be
it's not Tubi Tuesday. Yeah, don't look. This guy has messed up eyes. What's wrong with his eye?
I promised her I wouldn't say a word until she got
that back. Doesn't sound like that's who's talking.
It's not.
I'm gonna talk like this.
Well, after they've been together for a
while. None of the voices are matching this one person!
This seems
Listen,
like to me.
That is
like
a black man. That voice is a white man.
None of it makes sense. It was like three different voices.
Something like, I think you might be right, Marcy. I think they must have shot a whole bunch of movie, ran out of money, and just use like tons of voiceover to kind of fill in the plot.
Someone used the script as toilet paper, so they had to just make it up.
All right, so I found the thing we were talking about, but I'll share it after the podcast.
All right.
Maybe she's fantasizing.
Because this is not a Tubi podcast. This is a Super Podcast podcast.
Exactly. It's just very Tubi Tuesdays-esque right now.
Yes. It's my fault.
I think it's all of our fault. Don't know what else to make. Hey, it's Bill Clinton. I'll tell you about fantasizing.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, that demon cop.
I did not have sexual relations with the demon cop. I did not gangbang him.
Marcy,
that's a bad Bill Clinton.
What's wrong with gangbanging?
No,
he's denying it because he was a president.
Now, Marcy, as Bill Clinton.
As Bill Clinton.
You know, you gotta talk like this.
I can't do it.
Everybody knows that Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, but I did have sexual relations with that demon cop.
Oh, very nice. Yes, I did almost make you do a spit take, and I'm proud of that.
I know, you almost did, but you did make me do a stop take, so that was a first bit. Because I'm recovering from a cold, so.
You poor thing. Being sick always sucks.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that might have been the reason why a podcast we recorded earlier went lost into the ether, but I'm not going to deny it either.
And none of us even realized what was happening, so whatever.
Yes. And usually we're on the ball.
Usually, but sometimes, like, it's always bound to happen at one point or another. Yes. It's not the first time that's happened with that particular guest either, because once I forgot to press record and we got 10 minutes in.
I like how the sound is like, you can hear.
Yeah.
It's like
just the water.
It's the water. Why are we seeing this?
It's like the static or like the feedback, and then you hear the voice, and then the feedback comes back again.
But it doesn't, it's not water. It looks like plants. Where are they?
They're at a mall.
They're at the Mall of America.
Who's talking?
Well, if this movie wasn't 480p, we would know.
Well, I'm sorry. This is the best quality that there is.
That's why I'm gonna write to Vinegar Syndrome, Severin Films, and Terrorvision to release this movie on a remastered Blu-ray.
Yes.
Oh, let's go.
It won't make it any better.
We'll tag all the labels and be like, where's our 4K restoration of Demon Cock?
And you can use this episode of our show as the audio commentary for it.
Yes, and we talk about all sorts of excellent things on it.
Yes.
Yeah, like cum.
We always talk about cum.
Demon cum.
Demon cum. I'm full of the demon cum, bro.
Bro. Did someone say demon cum, bro?
Bro, there's demon come that means the earth is flat, bro.
Why? Also, guys, it's me, the brosis from the To Be Tuesdays podcast. Why wasn't I invited on this show? You're watching a movie about a demon, bro.
Well, I'm not possessed by the demon. Yeah, I'm not possessed by this actual demon.
I gotta get the demon out of this movie, bro. So once I do, it'll just be called cop, bro.
It'd be probation officer, bro. He not a real cop, bro.
Where's bro cop, bro?
Bro.
Anyways, I gotta go get my equipment so I can exercise this demon cop movie. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bro.
Her hair looks so bad.
Is this the Dennis France you get off Temu?
Marcy, I think this is Dennis France. I think this is the Dennis France you get from something that's lower than Temu. What is this?
It also looks like another Dennis, a Dennis I know, Dennis Rader. IP news
live on the scene in Aurora. What is even happening?
It's now turned into a shot on video horror film.
Oh, it's Toby's ectoplasm.
It is. To the recent gang
slings in this district. I think he meant to say gang bangs in the district.
Gang bangs in the district.
Ooh, gang bangs.
We're only 30 minutes into this piece of crap.
Are we really? I thought we were at least halfway through the movie, or at least more so.
Not quite. It's not. It's 80 minutes, 75 minutes. It's not even that long.
But why does it feel longer?
Because it's...
We were at the end.
It's like a Bruno Matai movie. They just walk around for ages.
Oh, Marcy.
The lighting is so bad in this movie that the African-American cop, you can't even see him. It's that dark in there.
I can't see anything.
Marcy. It's like a shadow, dude.
It's trying to go for a noir look with the shadows and fog.
I mean, you can't see anything.
Like you can...
You can only see the, like, a cop because you can see that hat outline.
He wasn't even African-American. He was hella white.
He's hella white and you can't see him.
That should have been Vince McDocco.
Vince McDocco would have been in this movie if he was asked, yes. I'm sure.
Yes. I mean, if they asked me, I would have been in this movie.
Me too. Fuck.
We should write Demon Cop 2.
I want to be in OnlyFans.
Hell yeah.
We're executive producers on OnlyFans.
Now it's turned into found footage movie.
Right. Oh. Is that the demon cop?
With the shitty
yes.
music.
But he's not dressed as a cop.
Because it's he's not edition. A cop. What is happening?
It's like that Bigfoot video.
It kind of is.
Blair Witch Project.
What is with this red static?
I think it'll make more noise.
Oh,
what the fuck was that?
Oh, someone's head fell off.
And their body fell off.
It was a sack of potatoes.
No, hello, Marsh.
What was that one movie where the mannequin fell off the balcony, but the head just came off?
Oh, that was Shocking
Dark. Oh my god, what was that? Yeah.
They're scared of Toby's ectoplasm.
Yes. What's going on?
I don't know!
What is this movie?
I feel like you need fucking psychedelics to watch this movie or something.
I feel like I'm watching...
I feel like I am on psychedelics.
I feel like I'm watching a Gaspar Noé film, but even more trippier.
Fucking hell. And this one has more gangbangs, apparently.
Oh, well, exactly. I like how Carl's dancing to the music. Oh, look at that severed head.
Damn, that looks like fucking Darth Vader. When he took his mask off.
His head fell off after too many gangbangs. What would explain this
guy not being too serious? Do you like what you see?
Oh, wait, I got a sound for that. Where is it?
Do you like what you see?
Indeed.
Of course I do.
Hiya, Daryl Summers. You want to come on Hey Hey It's Saturday?
That looks like Timu Linnea Quigley.
I'm surprised Linnea Quigley isn't in this movie.
She knows more about She's doing fucking fitness shit. She'll be back.
Yes. The good old horror workout.
Which I have a brand new. Yeah, I was going to say they'd done a new slip cover for it from Terrorvision.
Well, I was going to say, Marcy, if anyone out, any of us wants, because I think it was like $300 for free worldwide shipping.
this month, I think it was like $100 US.
Yeah, it is.
Postage, yeah.
I might have to send the. I might buy some stuff and send them to Colin so he can send them in that care package.
That care package is never coming, by the way. I don't know when I'm going to send that.
No.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
Just send it for my birthday.
Colin is poor. Colin has negative like $60 in his bank account right now.
Colin, so. I told you I'll send the money for
Colin, time to start selling your body.
I've already tried. Nobody wants it. It's fine.
Colin, it's time to sell one of your kids.
Yeah, well, I can do that. Probably you have to do it, he's the funny one.
Colin's choice.
Pop it in. Colin's choice.
Since you two, that'd be a good movie.
Colin's choice. The
that could be the Tubi movie.
It's just like Sophie's choice, but it's just my choice of which kid I want to sell.
Exactly.
And you come up with which one it's going to be in 10 seconds, unlike Sophie, who took like a while to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, Graham's the funny one. You can take him. We better get him down. He'll make you money.
They come back like 2 days later. He's too funny. We have to take him back.
You know what? Fuck this kid. I don't want him anymore. He sucks.
Aww.
What is happening? Cameron Mitchell was in this movie, right? Oh, there's Mush again.
For like a second. Oh, I can hear her purring. And they almost nabbed his bloodhound character not far from here.
And he didn't just happen to be in here. She just wants love, guys. That's all she wants.
Because she's old and she just wants cuddles.
She's so adorable. Like,
get away from me.
I like cats with smushy faces.
I know, you just want to smush it.
Yes. Just like your sister's cat, Chan.
Chandler, yeah. My cat Fu Chandler.
I thought you were about to say just like your sister.
Yeah, my sister's got a smushy cat, a face. Fuck. She does have a smushy cat. Fuck. Her cat's face is smushy. And, yeah, anyway. Freddy's jealous because we're talking about Mersh.
Oh.
Freddy, we're watching Demon Cock. I don't think you'd like it.
You'll want you to think the demon cop is Cujo.
Maybe. Now here's what's important. Hi, go to your bed, sweetheart. Go to your bed. Go on. Go to your bed.
Meanwhile, this scene's been going on for like 10 minutes.
The fuck, double tree?
A double tree.
I would have said Mrs. Doubtfire for a second.
So did I. When the authorities of Denver receive this, I will be far from reach. Do I like my accent? I don't know what it is.
Yes, I will. I will get you. I will kill this demon cop.
That demon dumb cop is going to... I don't know. Fucking hell. 500-year-old spirit of retribution. What?
Retribution. He couldn't even pronounce that.
I think they're doing like all these close-ups of some of these actors' eyes so they can don't see their mouths fucking up the lines.
Or the mouth's not moving.
Yes.
It is unbearable by the third quarter.
That's the director telling that guy to do something.
Full moon, the shape changer, the demon.
But again, he's essentially a werewolf?
Then executes its vengeance in a horrible, brutal way.
I don't get it.
A demon can be anything.
Yeah.
You
cannot. I mean, that is true.
Stop the individual indwelled with it.
A demon could be the big shit you took before.
I mean, you have to exercise it somehow.
I did. Yeah, you gotta poop it out. Poop that demon out, yo.
Well, I think we are at the halfway mark.
Unless it's like, what is it, the demon from Dogma, the shit demon? Fatal,
the wounds will heal. Oh, the Golgothan?
Yeah, the Golgothan, yeah.
If they are fatally wounded, they will continue to function. Although that does not mean that they do not feel pain.
It's Jason Lee.
The guy stumbling his line, so they kept it in. Possession that
I possessed. It will completely destroy the heart of the individual.
I wonder if that Luger is called Lex.
Is that a tampon next to the gun? What is this?
I think it was. Now I'm trying to figure out if Carl...
What the fuck is happening?
Was Carl laughing at the tampon or the Lex Luger?
The Boys. Lex Luger joke.
Marcy, they had the tampon on there because they just came back from their midnight pad run.
Well, that's true.
I like how I'm throwing in all these references to episodes of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and there are listeners of this show who probably don't even listen to that show, and like, what the fuck are these people talking about now? What is the 2B Tuesdays?
What's Toby Ghostellini? What the fuck is that? Who the fuck is Colin?
What's a bush?
Who's Colin? Yeah, what's a bush?
Goldilocks. The three bears. That happens to be the garage.
What is this Tubi they're talking about?
What is Tubi?
What is Tubi?
I drive by there and have a look inside.
Well, let me describe Tubi in graphic detail.
Yes.
I thought she was sitting in a regular chair and she's actually in a wheelchair.
Oh. Well, to be fair, Colin, this is like a movie on that with the resolution of 480p. It's hard to notice.
I don't know what is happening. Although, I might add, today, one of the Tubi recommendations that came up... it's for a movie called Night of a Thousand Cats.
Yes.
And the plot synopsis. After being lured back to a millionaire Playboy's secluded Acapulco mansion, unsuspecting women become kibble for a bloody thirsty clowder of cats. It's a 1 hour movie. Yes, it's a 1 hour movie, so I'm like, it might be one of our double features.
Well, actually, I think I thought about using that one as a double feature a while back. I think it's a good idea for one of us to pick it.
And we love movies with cats. We did that Santa Claus movie.
Made so many pussy jokes.
There were so many pussy jokes on the podcast we lost earlier today.
Yup. Was there?
Oh, man, poor Ozzy the ostrich, he's dead.
Aww.
Aww. Where does body go?
Ostrich.
Oh!
What?
Oh.
Gross.
Shit!
Shit!
But we're not seeing anything! How do we know what happened?
I'm pretty sure that
they
was
have
the
no
same.
Budget.
I'm pretty sure some of these shots are just reused from other shots from earlier.
Probably. Whenever
the change came, the sound design of this phone.
If you can't control it, then
I'm sorry, Louise Lasser isn't here. I'll leave a message though.
That could be one of the long lost Lassers.
It could be. If you want to help him find a cure. Well, one of the children who we haven't talked about in ages, Lulu Lasser.
I'm sure you have gathered from the
person. Who is he talking to? Who's he like making it for?
Is this like the low budget, like the Z grade Udo Kier?
I don't know.
Is it just me or is his mouth even moving? I don't even think his mouth is moving.
He's barely moving.
I think he's a photograph.
I guarantee you this is just. Voiceovers.
Voiceovers. I don't think people People, they just moved their mouth to look like they were talking. I don't think they actually said anything. When I encountered Reitman in Berlin.
When you usually talk, your eyes kind of do a, like, you know you're talking type thing.
Yeah.
He is not moved. Damn, I want a cigarette. Was apprehended in Berlin. Look at that lighter. That looks like a nice lighter.
So many tape decks in this movie.
Tommy DeLuso is jealous.
he couldn't afford that cool tape recorder. It looks like it has a face.
It kind of does.
Why are we doing the eye close-ups again?
You know what? Next time we do another commentary like this, I have to show you, we might have to do a Christmas one so I can show you both elves.
I was thinking, when you said Christmas movie, I'm like, it's probably that elves movie.
Because that movie is like a Tubi Tuesday-esque movie, but it's not on Tubi.
I know, it sucks when, like, there's Tubi-esque movies that aren't on Tubi.
There's Tubi, then there's YouTube. Then Daily Motion.
Yes.
If you find a movie on Daily Motion, that's how you know how people, much people care about it.
Pretty much.
If my heart is correct.
And Bill Clinton there isn't even getting a blowy under the table. I can see you trying to laugh.
Everybody knows I'm Bill Clinton. I'm former president of the United States. I love to touch pussy, and its name's Mersh.
I just like to touch pussy.
Meow.
I can't touch pussy because Hillary will yell at me.
Dude, listen. Okay, let me tell you.
Listen.
This Bill Clinton thing, all it was a fucking cuck situation. She let him go out and fuck Monica. You know he did. You know that she let him do that. And you know that she was like, all right, I'm going to focus on my career, Bill. You've been president already. I'm just going to let you fuck whatever bitches you want. Like, Monica's cool. Linda Tripp is cool. That other whore was cool. Like, eat all the McDonald's you want. Like, they had a thing. That's why it wasn't such a big deal.
I can't confirm or deny it, but I can't confirm or deny it. But I did have sexual relations with Colin.
I think it's a situation of like, if Hillary was bored, she just watched.
Yes. She liked to watch you guys.
Not recently. I mean,
also, why does she have a photo of herself on the table?
I don't know. Why does it look like it's her headshot and how she got in this movie?
It probably is her headshot.
I don't even know who the characters are. I think she's the wife of the demon cop guy?
Maybe.
I mean, I can barely work out who the demon cop guy is in this movie.
Yeah, sure, I can come.
Actually, his name is Cop Demon.
Cop Demon.
Yes.
One of the only, like, really good thing about this film is that it has a cool poster, and that's it.
I mean, think about it. Like, he's a cop who became a demon, so technically he would be a cop demon.
A cop demon.
Yes.
Is that the bitch from Seventh Heaven?
Yes, why not?
Seventh Heaven.
Who the fuck is this guy?
That's the demon cop in his human form.
Oh, okay. Well, to be fair, we've seen most of this guy's from the back, so it's a little hard not to know.
I'm pretty sure, like, I'm trying to work out, I think he's the demon cop. Because
he just has a real bad stomach ache.
He turns into like a werewolf would turn into a werewolf. It's stupid.
It was the hospital. Honey, my stomach is sore. I just read a script for a movie called Demon Cop.
Listen, I'm so out of shape that my stomach hurts from banging. Like, it's that I'm that out of shape that, like, my abs hurt after, and I'm like a day after, I'm just like, oh.
It's so it's bad when you're out of shape and you do something a little physical and it's like you're hurting for 2 days.
Exactly.
But then you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done those splits on top of people.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done those splits on people.
I shouldn't have tried to beat Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. I shouldn't have tried to run up the stairs.
I shouldn't have tried to climb any stairs.
I shouldn't have even tried to get out of bed today.
I shouldn't have tried to even
That's my whole fucking...
If anyone hasn't realized, we're all... Anything. If anyone who listens to this show doesn't realize, we're all old.
We feel fucking old. She wants to help
arrange for you to get... Oh, I was just like saying this. You didn't want to get out of bed because you're depressed. I mean, that's my whole life.
Oh.
I mean, I never want to get out of bed, but then I'm like, I need to piss and take a drink. And...
Well, and also, Marcy, to be fair, Freddie would kick you out of the bed.
To be fair, he barks at me when it's like breakfast time. I was like dozing off on the
giant bowl of food and then just let them go.
He would eat it and then want more. He'd be fat as fuck.
See, that's what I do for Mersh. She didn't bother me at all.
Yeah, but cats are different. My dog is obsessed with food. See, I was like, I dozed off on the couch and Freddy freaking barked in my face to wake me up so he could have dinner.
I love how we're so uninterested in this movie. We're just talking about Marcy's dog.
Nothing's happening!
Well,
he's dead. She killed him. He had a stomach ailment.
And he went to the light.
That's right.
Oh,
now he's naked.
I do not want to see his dick. Come on.
Hashtag, where's the dick?
Oh,
sorry, balls.
Even in 480p, we saw balls.
We don't see anything else but balls in this room. Demon balls.
I'm so mad I haven't seen any boobs yet.
Hey, Marcy. You know what you could also call this guy? Seaman Cop.
Okay, I didn't hate it.
That's the Triple X parody, Seaman Cop.
Seaman Cop.
And he turns into a giant
seaman.
No,
that's just one that they're in the Navy. They're just in the Navy.
Harlan, I'm trying to be mean. Oh, he fell down the stairs.
Oh, no, he fell down the stairs.
Oh, that's what happened to us all when we walked down the stairs and we fell down.
Yeah, that's what happened to me the other day. I lost my balance. I was like, oh shit, I'm old. He's just drunk.
See, my problem with stairs is I'll fall going up them, not down them.
This feels like footage from a completely different movie that is not related to this one. Like,
this is footage, from Batch's science lab.
Yes. Oh look, they're making footprints of Bigfoot.
Apparently. What the fuck? Why do they need the chemicals for that?
I just want to know if this is a movie that's shot on video.
I want to know what this movie is. I need more information. I'm very confused.
Did he just drunk drive into the...
Yes.
Did I miss him drinking and driving?
He drove into that bush.
Now, kids, don't be like the demon cop and drink and drive. Always make sure that you had way too much beer to drink and drive. That's what you need to do. He's only had a couple. He's just tipsy. Demons got him drunk.
See, this is why you go by the slogan in Australia, drink and drive, you're a bloody idiot. Oh, he fell down
a
cliff.
Where it's like... I don't know what ours is. I was too drunk to fucking realize what it was.
What's with this dude's hair? He's got the Batman symbol on the back of his head. Yo, bro.
Look at these gangbangers.
I was about to say, these are the people ready for the gangbang.
She has no bra on.
Well, she's pretty.
That's the boobs that I have.
And this guy's got like a bat that he's gonna use as a device in the gangbang.
Oh, it's Demon Cop.
This drunk motherfucker just coming out of the bushes.
Looks like he's wearing a muscle suit under his clothes.
They're like, sir, it is fucking 10 a.m. What are you doing fucking drunk right now?
Marcy, is this movie, is Wolf Cop the remake of this movie?
Maybe. They just made a proper version.
Yes.
What is this music?
It's made on a Casio keyboard.
For real?
It is. Good old Casio keyboard.
Do, 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 do.
I once got an A in music in high school, and I never played an instrument that entire year.
Well done.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you get an A?
Mixture of theory, debate, and also, at the end of the year, even though I didn't know how to play...
with the teacher?
I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny that, but...
That's America shit. Listen, if I was in high school and the kids nowadays, dude, if I had a teacher that looked like half of the fucking teachers that these teachers are banging these kids, my gym teacher looked like Dog the Bounty Hunter. All right. I did not want to sleep with my gym teacher. Okay. All of the fucking kids nowadays are just like, oh my God, the hot Miss Rachel is the hottest fucking gym teacher I've ever seen in my life. And she's just sucking down fucking 16-year-old boys. Like,
ew.
I know.
People be gross.
That's what.
But it's that's true. America. Like, but it's true. Growing up, teachers looked like 80-year-old people, even if they weren't.
Like,
there was no, like, I have a crush on the teacher. Like, never.
But
that would just.
If you were. But gross. If you were a dude and you were banging your teacher, wouldn't you be like, high five and everybody if you're like getting an A in your class because you're banging the teacher.
I mean, didn't South Park
you because you were banging the teacher?
I mean, did South Park make a whole episode about this topic?
Yeah, it was Ike with the teacher. It was gross.
And everyone was like nice.
I mean, yes. It's true. It's like either way, you know, it's like it's sexual assault. Like, come on.
And double standards.
Yes.
Not if it's consensual.
There's consensual and then there's being underage.
Let's move away from this topic. Yeah. Moving on. As Matt would
say. How do we are talking about the stupidest shit because this movie doesn't know what it's doing.
This movie is making me want to bang teachers.
The old teachers. They need love too.
Colin, yeah. You're probably questioning, like, really? I got up 6:30 in the morning for this.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I love you guys, so it's fine.
No.
I'd rather be doing this than actually working. So.
Exactly.
Yes. You gotta write that to the original
music?
Screenplay.
Look at his gloves for his hands.
Look at his chest.
Why is he making that noise?
Why does he have gloves on?
That's his costume.
It's the bodysuit. It's the bodysuit. Yeah, it's the demon cop bodysuit.
Holy shit!
He's not happy about this gangbang right now.
Look at this drunk motherfucker.
What
right
the fuck is happening?
Oh, is that the dude from The Prodigy?
Yes.
I hope so.
This guy's into cougars. What are these transitions?
Yeah,
I'm a fire starter. The twisted fire starter.
He just fell from the chain on his feet. Whoa. Whee! Oh!
Sorry.
How did that happen? Uh-oh, he's got a... No, okay, put it down.
Is he gonna eat him?
Maybe.
Probably. Why is his shirt on backwards?
I swear this guy has a, like, his hair is done up as the bat. What? Where'd the machine gun come from?
I don't know! Who got shot?
Clearly she didn't give a fuck about her friend in the gang.
Nope. Whoa! I can name that
tune in one. Oh!
So nonchalant.
That's like,
That's like something I would say to somebody before I killed them. I can name that song in one note. Kid.
How this disease is further transmitted must be known, whether it's transmitted through saliva, an open wound.
How's it this movie was made in 1990 when it feels like it was made in 1983? Damn demon cop.
Damn demon cop.
Damn demon cop.
Cameron Mitchell was in this movie, right?
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah. That was it. He might show up at the end, I can't remember. Bede, you need the demon cop's wig hair.
I think I do. That is some pretty epic, like, hair there.
Hmm.
Does he have hooves for feet?
I don't know if they're meant to be hooves or just like boots.
Yeah, he's a motherfucking demon.
He's a hairy demon.
It looks like they just glued pubes on him.
I mean, that's true. And we should say it.
Look at this lawn furniture.
It's demon lawn furniture.
He's pissed off at it.
Honey, you're not a demon again, are you? Honey, I told you, stop acting like a demon. I prefer you when you're a demon in the sack.
I was just about to say that, dude.
And also, we saw your demon sack earlier in this movie.
We did, and we didn't want to.
One bad demon sack. One bad.
I know why you're here, Edward.
What is he doing?
We're looking for you.
He doesn't even look as he does on the poster.
No, of course he doesn't.
Are you hurt?
He looks like Tommy Wiseau.
Are we sure it's not Tommy Wiseau?
He's like, oh, hi, I'm a demon cop.
I'm Tommy Demon So.
Demon So.
Make sure that they get this fax.
Fax this to everyone right now.
And it just says on the page, I'm Demon Cop.
It just says, you
lost.
Look
at this voiceover.
He sat on the photocopier and asked her to fax that. When they
found me, oh my gosh, it sounds like one of our voice mods.
Hello, I'm Demon Cop.
Demon Cop kind of looks like the halfway transformation of Michael Jackson in the Thriller music video.
Does.
All right, Demon Cop should not have any feelings or emotions. He should just murder everyone. Like
his eyebrows.
They look like
why is he writing letters to facts?
I have to poop. Also, why do I sound like Craven?
What's with that picture?
It's a picture
it's
of a vase.
The same vase.
And it's a vase.
The same
and
vase on the thing.
It is, and there's a fair.
Kill animals.
I kill animals. And I don't mean real animals. You look like something
during Halloween. Honey, can your voiceover hurry up already? We still got more stuff to do.
Yeah, why is this movie just
voiceover? He can't do more than one line at once because his voice hurts after talking.
My voice hurts too often when I talk like this.
I have to talk like a demon cop.
I'm Demon Cop.
Wait, he's wearing boots, but he's got claws coming out the front. Or why?
Is my toenails injured in places
a normal person? He definitely doesn't look like that on the poster.
I look cool on poster.
Imagine renting the movie based on that cover from the video store and then watching this. You'd be so pissed.
And you have no internet to find out what movie like.
Exactly. Exactly.
It literally is.
Do they even have this movie in the video stores back in the day? Like,
I think, yeah. Well, I saw the VHS cover on the Google Images when I was looking before.
Like, just walking into Blockbuster and you're like,
wow, Demon Cop.
Demon Cop.
I want a Demon Cop, man.
I want the best movie. Is this a sequel to RoboCop, but with a demon?
Where's the demon, bro?
Demon, bro.
Look at how ripped he is. He has fucking titties like Chris Jericho and Ric Flair. He has steroid titties.
Oh my god. Very much so.
I mean, that's true. We should say it.
Oh, movie.
What's up, Catherine Hicks?
Demon Cop sleepy. Demon Cop go to bed.
Demon Cop go to sleep now.
Why do I have a feeling Demon Cop's going to be the new character on our other show?
Probably. Hello, I'm Demon Cop.
I'm Demon Cop. And I sound like Cookie Monster.
For some reason, I sound like this.
For some reason. I sound like Demon Cop.
Meanwhile, the Denver Zoo.
Denver?
I've been to Denver.
Very important job for you.
Yeah,
I haven't, but...
Well, I didn't say it was an animal. It's police business.
What the hell is that? Look at these fucking nerds. They need a swirly.
Whoa! How are you gonna come? How are you... What the fuck?
What's this music?
It's a... What are they... It's like one of those, like... They're cutting into the other scenes. It's like in Batman where it's like...
We just need the kapow or something in there. Who's looking at this?
Marcy, I think you need to like
music video ever.
Yes. Marcy, I have a feeling we need to put the whole video of this of us watching this on the YouTube channel. And since the movie's on YouTube anyway, we won't get into trouble.
Probably still will.
Think she skipped out on us?
Wouldn't surprise me if she's clear over to Vegas by now. But while you were meeting with Digby, I got a lock on Thurman.
Thurman?
He wants to. Who's talking? Go
get him. The clouds, Marcy. Duh.
Give me the apparently.
One of those cars.
Yes, they're having a conversation, apparently.
It's Lightning McQueen.
Oh no, no ramp. How's she ever gonna get
That's
up?
That's rude. Oh, wait. It's not accessible.
I know. Now he's crying blood. Damn.
Hello, I'm your doctor.
I'm Dr. Demon.
Let's get ready for physical. Let's get ready for physical therapy since your legs don't work.
I mean, I was the cause of it, but that's fine.
Right.
What is even happening?
Yes.
Why is he crying blood? For fuck's sake.
He's because everyone. He lost his girlfriend. Just
animals anymore. It's Marcy, everyone knows demons cry blood.
Do they though?
Yeah.
I mean,
I cry blood.
From your dick. Oh.
Yeah, when you piss blood, you should see a doctor. Mm.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
I had kidney stones one time, and I got them taken out, but I had a stint in my groin area. So when I pissed, it was like blood. It was so
blood. See, that makes me cringy even thinking about it. I
am returning. Yeah, imagine having a big thing in your dick and pissing blood. It was
ew.
And that's how you became a demon cop.
No, that's how I became addicted to pain pills.
Yeah, that too.
Vicodin.
Damn Vicodin.
Of one under human subjection. But what
I can't do this movie anymore. How much longer
we got?
He
really does sound like Cookie Monster.
10 minutes.
I want my cookies. Nom, 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 nom.
No, it's what?
Need my cookie. I want my cookie.
Only some.
Yum, 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 yum.
What is he? Why are they having a conversation? Why is he talking?
Are we sure he's even talking at all?
No, he's not.
No, they're just like, listen, Demon Cop, just go over there and stand there in front of this girl in this wheelchair. She can't get up those stairs. Why did she? Why did he go up there? It's like her mortal enemy.
Mm-hmm.
The stair.
I heard Mersh again.
Wow. Mersh is very offended by this shithouse movie.
No, she just wants attention because she knows I'm fucking on a podcast and she's just like, listen here, Mogwai.
Little Mersh. Baby Mersh.
For some reason, my kids are still sleeping and I don't know how. They don't want to watch Demon Cop, I guess.
Yeah, lady, sure. We go around back? No, Spence. We go for donuts.
What?
You go around that way. What about her? She has the taser gun. What else does she need? A grenade launcher?
She needs legs that work.
She needs a wheelchair-accessible house.
Yeah, she really does.
Just like having to perform fucking tricks on that shit.
Go around that way. Yeah, I know.
That's tight, though. She should be in, like, a fucking wheelchair trick show. Like, the Special Olympics have gymnastics. She could probably do that.
Probably could.
I'd bet on her. She'd win. You know how hard it would be for her to tumble?
Are we on the set of, like, Samurai Cop now?
This movie wishes it was Samurai Cop.
Demon Cop versus Samurai Cop.
Stop. Stop with this.
Nothing but lies.
Please.
And said that no one is out to harm me.
This movie is so bad.
But it's your lies.
Punish.
Punish.
Ow, you shot me in the shoulder, you dick.
He's a demon. He should not even be hurt right now.
I like how Demon Cop's body portions are like, he's like one of those Joe's,
what is that?
Like Joe Swanson, where he has like a really big upper body, but small little legs.
Right.
What is happening?
Look at the shitty patio furniture.
He broke it.
Damn it, Demon Cop.
There's
just
no
dies.
Glass in there.
Demon Cop just... Damn it, Demon Cop just dies so this movie can be over.
I just humbled for no reason.
I don't think that was even, like, deliberate.
No.
What is going on?
I've seen this movie before and I can't tell you a fucking thing.
Why is Demon Cop just hanging like that?
What's with the sounds?
Oh, he tricked them. Hey, don't hurt Daryl Summers.
He didn't like Hey Hey It's Saturday very much.
Hey, fuck him then.
Yeah.
hey, fuck him.
It's Saturday.
Oh, it's a show. It was a show here on Australia. Like back in the day.
Oh, nice.
It was like a variety entertainment show.
His makeup's changed again.
Yep. But he's still got the same hair.
His eyebrows have gone
like
all
Lionel
the way
Richie.
Here down to his cheeks.
Oh!
Damn, where'd she get that space gun?
I don't know.
I think it was meant to be a taser, but it was more of a space gun. Yeah.
If she can't move her legs, why is she cross-legged on the wheelchair?
And Demon Cop was arrested.
Was he?
Oh, wait, Rowan, was it?
This movie needs to be arrested.
How did her legs work?
I kind of regret. I you know what, Marcy? Maybe we should have picked a different. No, just kidding. Hey, he's got a PB gun.
Is there anything more like an exploitation style movie than this?
Well, yeah. I mean, for this month, yes.
Exactly.
The guy
fucking guy
Jerry
from
Curl.
The zoo takes him down.
Why? Jerry Curl? No.
And he blew
America.
Up.
America.
No, he just
red,
fell down.
Blue.
Oh, now the cops show up.
Bad cops, bad cops. Bad cops, bad cops. And the ice cream man turns up.
Allegedly.
If it was raining outside, she would have gotten stuck in the mud. How funny would that have been? We can't get you out. You're going to have to stay here with the demon cop. Sorry,
you have to wait
stuck.
Till the mud dries.
I wanted to know if it was him all along.
In all actuality, you're just a dick.
In all actuality, I'm not even Clint Howard.
Tell me.
I suppose now you're going to tell us you were romantically involved with this guy.
That guy's hair grew bigger.
It kind of did.
It took 2 years to fucking
make this
finish
video.
This movie. Yeah.
Oh, she was also involved in the gangbangs.
What is this drunk motherfucker just talking about?
Imagine the extras on this movie just being on it and being like, what the fuck are they making?
It's just the people that live in the neighborhood. They're like, what are these guys doing?
They just turned the screen down on the brightness down to make it darker.
Yeah, because it's on a TV screen.
Oh.
For some reason.
It's because it's the doctor telling us about the story of Demon Cop.
No, there's a baby there. I could sort of see it.
Demon
so
baby.
Hungry.
Why is this being filmed on a TV?
Why is the everything around it all dark?
I don't know.
Because he died and went to Demon Cop heaven.
Heard about a probation officer who received a blood transfusion after he was wounded in a drive-by shooting. While rumors have it, he was transformed into some kind of bestial killer because of it. Well, the good thing is he's in custody, but now there are reports of a rape.
The fuck is going on right now?
Blood transfusion due to injuries sustained in that rape, and evidently she is going through the same type of transformation.
Apparently, blood transfusions turn you into demon cops. Contamination thereof.
But now, is there something? She's now Sheeman Cop.
Did she get raped by the demon cop?
No, they just said that she got assaulted and needed a blood transfusion because of it.
Yeah.
And then she started having the same symptoms.
Damn, those teeth are really white.
So,
and there's Cameron Mitchell.
Stories of the insane, the infirm, and the hopelessly mad.
Sorry, I have to give him a swirly for being a nerd.
Marcy, you can't swirly him, he's already dead.
No one can stop me from swirling nerds.
Marcy swirlies the dead.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you a
dead nerds.
Everyone who's nerd gets swirly. You,
those. That's our movie, where it's just Marcy going around swirly and nerds and they just die. And she's a nerd killer.
Yes.
Give them like massive atomic wedgies and swirlies. You are not committed.
Yes. Literally, Cameron Mitchell's like looking up and down at the script or cue cards.
Why do his glasses look broken?
They probably are.
Yeah. He slept
and,
on.
Thankfully, that's the end of the movie.
Oh, now we can actually read the credits now. Rocco Corriga.
Written and directed by
Hal Miles.
Dude, hell yeah, Hal Miles.
What's not how high. Ken Koenig. Not related to Walter Koenig.
And that's the editor. The director of photography is also Hal Miles.
And that explains why this movie looks as shit as it does.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Brad Malone.
The music was pimping.
Yeah, the music was good. Bro, go Brad Malone for the cool music score.
Yeah, Bill LeMay.
And I don't know what these guys were doing with their fucking sound and shit in this movie, but it's a fail.
Yes.
And now I can barely read the cast of characters.
Yes.
Someone was called Bloodhound?
Yes.
Anyway, as we watch these lovely credits, thank you for those who have tuned in. You can find us at supermarcy.com. You can find the Super Podcast and all of our podcasts on all podcast streamers everywhere. So please like and subscribe and all that jazz. And yeah, show your support. And we also have Patreon, patreon.com/supernetwork. You can get some bonuses there while supporting us. And I'm personally Super Marcy on all socials and Super_Marcy on the Letterboxd. And I'm glad they credited everyone who did all those ridiculous voiceovers.
That's what I was just about to say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, voiceover people. And Bede, what about for you?
Well, people to find me personally, you can find me out there on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com and also listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake on all podcast streamers everywhere.
And Colin, if you want to self-promote, please do so.
fuck, I don't know. Just go listen to Trash Panda Podcast. Go listen to those back episodes. And then, I don't know, shit, I'll put a Colin's Couch episode out sometime soon. I have no idea when, though. So, yeah, just whatever. Just search.
Just do that.
Colin. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Just anyway, do all that. And the credits are still rolling, but I don't think we need to sit here for another 2 minutes and wait for that to happen, so...
Indeed.
So
that was Demon Cop, and thanks to all of our listeners for watching this insane movie with us, and enjoy the rest of June for June's Exploitation. We hope you all have a really fun one.
Indeed. And yes, the credits are just about finished. I'll stop it there. Yes, enjoy June's Exploitation, and just enjoy exploitation and weird fucking movies and shit. And yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye bye. Yeah.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the Ravenwood Asylum for the criminally insane. No, I'm not a patient. I'm the doctor. These are the files of the damned. The stories of those poor, depraved souls who found life to be a fantasy and nightmares to be reality. Example. This one is a woman who found that putting her head into the oven could do more than make a cake fall. These are the kind of tales that drove Edgar Allan Poe to the brink of madness. Poe once wrote, "Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?" I wonder. Do you wonder? Here, let me tell you something about one of my more interesting patients. Oh, God, not that. Oh, no. It's too ugly. I'd better go easy on you at first. I don't want to scare you off. I want you to sit back and observe.